election. It's all about getting out the vote in the battleground states. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has been traveling with Vice President Kamala Harris in Michigan.
We have momentum. It is on our side. Can you feel it?
A confident-sounding Harris on the campaign trail Sunday. Harris's closing message is about unity, collaboration, and freedom.
Including the fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is with former President Donald Trump in Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is the closing argument that Trump campaign would like to make.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
But in the final hours of the race, the former president is mixing messages about the economy and immigration with unfounded doubts about the election in Pennsylvania.
They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look what's going on in your state.
Millions of Americans are concerned about faith and trust in the voting process. CBS News national security contributor Sam Vinograd.
When it comes to physical security threats, there has been an unprecedented investment in shoring up the security of the election infrastructure that is going to allow us to vote in a safe and secure way.
Tomorrow's vote will also determine the makeup of both the House and Senate. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In the race for control of the Senate, Democrats can lose a net of just one, maybe two seats, and risk losing their narrow majority, helping or handcuffing a future President Harris or future President Trump. And those blue wall battleground states have tens of millions of dollars in spending for Senate races too, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Legendary music producer Quincy Jones has died.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
He worked with stars from Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson. Jones produced Jackson's Off the Wall and Thriller albums. That one, the best-selling of all time. Jones told CBS's 60 Minutes.
It's a very strong trust that I think you have to have between each other.
Quincy Jones was 91. The National Weather Service says at least six tornadoes touched down near Oklahoma City. One of them wiped out a mobile home community in Choctaw, including Dusty Treister's place.
I didn't hear nothing. All it started doing was hailing for a second, and then I was tumbling through the air. That's all I remember.
11 people hospitalized. Severe storms are in the forecast for the southern plains today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A woman died in a house fire on Indiana Street in Racine Friday night. Fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A cause is being investigated. Early voting ended Friday in some areas, while Racine offered a final day of in-person absentee voting yesterday. Those who didn't vote early can cast their ballots starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces four new felony charges related to inappropriate interactions with minors. The charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged explicit messages and videos sent to minors. Racine County is accepting nominations for its Youth and Governance Program. It aims to engage high school students in local government by allowing them to serve on county board committees. And downtown Racine will host the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event this Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and proceeds down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove Awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Turang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers likely. Our high 66 this afternoon. The wind south 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Rain tonight. There could be an inch or more of rain overnight. Our low 61. Thunderstorms likely as well. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m., and at 8:03, my brain exploded. They said string theory is the stuff that the physicists are now figuring out that Albert Einstein was not able to nail down in his theories. Something, well, if Albert Einstein didn't understand it, me on a couch with a bag of potato chips don't have a shot. Oh, I see what they're talking about. Yeah, you gotta incorporate gravity. I was wondering why he didn't do that. I'm sitting there working on my string cheese theory. You know, they always say Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't know where you parked the car. Good job, Einstein. I don't think we're honoring that man properly by using his name in vain in parking lots.
Stop!
Hey, you got the Stones. Get off my cloud. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Have some rain in the forecast today with a high near 66. Rain tomorrow in the forecast as well with a high near 67 on Election Day. Right now, cloudy, a little bit of fog, 61 degrees here at Radio Park. This is odd but true. Legendary mystery writer Agatha Christie was an avid surfer. In fact, she may have been the first Western woman ever to stand up on a surfboard. I don't know. I picture Angela Lansbury as Agatha Christie, and I can't picture Angela Lansbury surfing. But if she did, she did. I just can't picture it. 8:11 with CCR up around the bend. Hey, we got tickets to give away to that Fleetwood Mac tribute show coming up in just a couple of minutes. There's a place up ahead.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. Together. together nearly every single day singing.
Manfred Mann, do what did it dum did it do. Local news in Tampa's hit to WRJN. He had a number one hit with the song Bruce Springsteen wrote, and Bruce Springsteen didn't have a number one hit with it. Remember what it was? Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann. It's 8:16 to WRJN. Speaking about music, plan to see an incredible Fleetwood Mac tribute show. It's coming up Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. All the big Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. I've got tickets to give away right now. For you to see Fleetwood Mac, not the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, Secondhand News, in concert at Memorial Hall on Friday, November 22nd. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll say that slower for you. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name?
Zach.
Zach, like Z-A-K, Zachary?
Yes, sir, or X-A-Q.
How do you spell your name?
Zach is in Zach, but it's also X-A-Q, like Zena, A, Q is in Quill.
Oh, look at that. That's interesting. All right. Now, growing up in life, did you have to spell that for every single person you ever met that needed your name?
Always, unless it was like some space alien or something. They get it.
All right, Zach, we've got some... we've got a pair of tickets waiting for you to see. For you? You got the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you didn't know you won.
No.
Well, you won. All right. I plumped down on a caller, and you were the guy I plumped down on. Secondhand News, Fleetwood Mac, Tribute Band, Memorial Hall, Friday, November 22nd. You've got a pair of tickets. Hold on the line, Zach. I've got to get some information from you and get you over to Memorial Hall on the 22nd. We've got more tickets to give away all this week. So be listening here at WRJN. But first...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rapper Young Thug was sentenced to 40 years in prison for gun and drug charges. Despite this news, the incredibly successful rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, will be released from prison and given credit for time served. The judge set all kinds of contingencies and strict parameters in regard to the sentence. With a name like Young Thug, he is asking to be a suspect in any crime. Maybe legally change your name to something a little less crime-friendly. Young Weeblo Scout or Young Member of Up With People. I'm spitballing here. This year's World Series went yard in the ratings, which is not a huge surprise considering the teams represented the two biggest markets in America. Yahoo Entertainment reports that more people watched the Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the New York Yankees in five games than any previous World Series dating back to 2017. This was the first year they put pitchers on a clock to speed up the game, but despite that, the season did not end any sooner. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete Schwabba tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits, and he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat, and he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. When I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming.
Angels, my boyfriend's back. Local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, cops in Oklahoma posted a great video of an officer pulling over a 2-year-old girl on her power wheels. She was brushing her teeth behind the wheel, so technically that's distracted driving. They said she talked to her, and she talked her way out of that ticket. They ended up letting her off with a warning. Hey, they got to learn sometime, right? Yeah, you can't be brushing your teeth while you're driving. Yeah, let's start at 3 years old. It's 8:26 now.
Last night, as I got home, about a 10:30, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
RB Greaves, take a letter, Maria. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. We got some rain in the forecast today. Highs near 66 degrees. Cloudy at 61 right now here at Radio Park. Okay, there's a thread online where people are suggesting everyday things that should be outlawed. Here's what they said. Leaving a shopping cart in a parking space. I agree. Making articles of clothing with fake pockets. Meetings that should have been an email. That should be illegal, huh? People who cut you off and then slow down. I think there is a law against that. Asking people questions while they're using a bathroom. Talking on a speakerphone in public and chewing with your mouth open. We mentioned one earlier, too, that should be a law. You're allowed to win one big lottery jackpot. You can't win two or more because then you know, you got to share it with us. You get one jackpot. That's it. It's 8:30 at WRJN. Good morning. Let's check news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces 4 new felony offenses. The new charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged inappropriate interactions with 2 more victims found during the investigation. Crocker, who worked at Riverview Elementary in Silver Lake, is accused of sending explicit messages and videos to minors, as well as attempting to arrange sexual encounters with them. Don't wear your MAGA hat or your Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
That is prohibited under Wisconsin law. So you should not be coming in wearing apparel or displays that advocate for a position or a candidate on the ballot.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
And Racine County kids with an interest in government have an opportunity. Racine County is now accepting nominations for its Youth in Governance program. It aims to engage high school students in local government and allow students to serve on county board committees. Nominations are open until December 13th with more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers likely. Our high 66 this afternoon. The wind south 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Rain tonight. There could be an inch or more of rain overnight. Our low 61. Thunderstorms likely as well. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I loved 4th of July. You want a sparkler? No. At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block? Then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it off, the $48 one. People are like, back up, get behind the car. Get behind the car, get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window, hurry up. He's lighting off the $48 one, hurry up.
What does he do?
That's the thing, I don't know. Flint, Flint! It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit.
A cop.
What's going on here? Nothing. What's that, the $48 one?
Don Rosen.
Don't
I got to interview Tony Tennille for an hour once. And I got to tell you something. One of the nicest people I interviewed. She was just a sweetheart. I called her at her house, and she just talked to me for an hour doing the interview on air. I just loved it. Nice lady. The Civic Media Network is staffed and up and ready to deliver all kinds of Tuesday election results on air and online. Plan to stay up to date with the latest results, starting with the pregame at 6 p.m. and results from 8 until it ends. Now, you can listen on the radio at 540 a.m. WAUK or on the Civic Media app. We've got election night coverage for you. We've got the best, and that's election night right here on civicmedia.com, on the Civic Media app, or AM 540 WAUK.
We come on the sloop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke. Stop the job.
local news and timeless hits. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. Look at a rain today in our forecast with a high near 66, cloudy and 61 right now at Radio Park. Here are the main things we like to do when their significant other goes on a business trip out of town. This is according to a survey. Take lots and lots of naps. Stalk our exes on social media. And here's my favorite. Eat unhealthy food. Station once, and this song had just come out. He wasn't out that long, and we were playing Christmas music, and he decided, oh, look, Free Dog Night, the diversion of Joy to the World. He played this song right in the middle of all this, like, really beautiful Christmas music. He played that. He said, well, it's a Joy to the World. Yeah, not quite the same one. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN with Free Dog Night. All right. These are some things. Now, if you, I don't know how you've thought about your first job, but 71% of people say if they can relive some of their favorite firsts, these were the first things they would relive. First job, that came out number one, first love, and that first kiss. See, I don't want to relive my first job. My first job was a janitor at a radio station cleaning bathrooms and cigarette ashes off people's desks. I don't think I want to relive that one.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So this guy in China recently won $30 million in a lottery, but he said he wants to keep it a secret from his wife and kids because he doesn't want them to get lazy. I got news for him. It's not a secret anymore. It's out. Everybody knows. The world knows. It's 8:52. Looking for some rain today. Highs near 66. Maybe some rain on election day as well. Right now, cloudy and 61 degrees here at Radio Park. This is Shocking Blue and Venus. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Godness on a mountain top. It's burning like a silver flame. The summit of beauty and love.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Beatles songs that wasn't recorded on Capitol or Apple Records. It was on a company called VJ Records. Please, please me. You remember what the flip side of that song was?
No.
From Me to You.
Are you kidding me?
I was watching this Czechoslovakian movie once called Fireman's Ball from the late 60s. And it's subtitled. It's in, you know, foreign language. And in the middle of the movie, they played it, From Me to You.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a dance at the Fireman's Ball, and they played the Beatles, From Me to You. And I said, that's kind of interesting to hear that song in the middle of
that song.
Czechoslovakian movie.
Yeah.
All right. This is, I don't have grandchildren. I have children, but I don't have, you have grandchildren, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. Older people used to retire to spend more time with their grandchildren, but there's a new poll that says 1 in 5 people want to move further away from their children when they retire.
Really?
Yeah. My daughter moved further away from me.
Well, she's young yet. They don't get it.
She's in her 40s.
You need to treasure every moment with your... My rule of thumb was I only lived an 8-hour drive at any time in my career from my parents.
No, we talk every day. I mean, we still do. All right. Cindy's coming up next. Cindy Huber, keep it right here. I'm Don Rosen, and I'll catch you tomorrow on Election Day.
Well, Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am, the solitary. Time things.